Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt. Jean Paul is over in Valdez this week where she's attending the Last Frontier Theater Conference, and that's where we're going today. Jean has a special guest with her, Arthur M. Jolly, the playwright for A Gulag Mouse, which performed here in Anchorage just recently this spring. Jean, how are things going over there at the conference?
Well, it's as usual, absolutely wonderful. We're having, believe it or not, beautiful weather. But the snow is still on the ground, so everything is glowing. The conference, for those of you who have never been here, is a conference for playwrights from all over the world, English-speaking world, of course. And we read three plays every couple of hours for a week. Each are judged not cruelly, never cruelly, but kindly, with suggestions by a panel of experts. And to the listener like me, you have to choose for each three times a day, you have to choose which room you're going to go into and what play you're going to listen to. And sometimes you make mistakes, and sometimes you stumble on an absolutely wonderful play, but it is more fun. And, of course, there's no strangers here because you always have something to talk about. You're standing in line for lunch, and the person next to you saw the same play you did, or you saw different plays, and you talk about them. It's a total immersion in theater like nothing you've ever experienced before. And now, having said that, I'd like to give you Arthur M. Jolly.
Arthur, welcome to Stage Talk.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And Arthur, you're there as a playwright having one of your plays, A Gulag Mouse, performed. And I understand you were at the conference last year. So Jean gave us kind of an overview of the conference and how fun it is. Are you having as much fun as Jean is having?
Oh, absolutely. This is, when she says it's a total immersion in theater, it is. Especially for a writer, you are either writing alone in a room with, you know, very little interaction, or in my case, you're writing alone in a room until the two-year-old comes in and demands attention. So to get away from a week and actually spend a week with colleagues and peers and people whose work you've read, and you actually get to meet them and talk to them about it, there's nothing better than the theater conference up here.
Sounds exciting, and I'm sure you're seeing some really good plays there. Have you seen anything that strikes your fancy so far?
I have. I've seen a couple of plays that were amazing. One was called Gravidity, and it was by a young lady. I'm actually just, hold on, I'm going to...
Are you looking up her name in the program?
I wanted to have it right here.
Right, there's so many playwrights there. Go ahead. There's so many playwrights there over the course of the week that sometimes you mix up the names with the plays, and so it's always nice to have that program ready. So, Arthur, what's her name again?
The play that I saw was Gravidity by mm-hmm. Ashley Rose Wellman, and it was an absolutely beautiful, powerful piece about two young women, one of whom was desperately trying to get pregnant and the other whom was and was not happy about it. And their story and the story of the men in their lives is just hypnotic. So that was a very exciting play to see read, and I think someone that we want to keep an eye on in future.
You know, last year you were there, and part of the reason why A Gulag Mouse was performed here in Anchorage this spring and is now performing at the conference was because of two people who saw your play being read there last year. Tell us that story.
Alicia Jones and Jill Sauerwein. When I first came to the conference, my last year was my first time, and I didn't know anyone. And they saw the reading of my play, which was called Trash and about two sisters who are looking through a municipal garbage dump for a letter thrown out by their dead mother. And they spend the entire play gradually digging through piles of trash while dealing with their own relationship and the relationship with their mother. And yes, they do recognize the metaphor while they're in it, and they talk about that too. But Jill and Alicia saw the play, the reading of it, and loved it and said, "Do you have anything that has more roles for women?" So I reached into my bag and pulled out the script for A Gulag Mouse because, you know, you always have a couple copies of your other plays with you just in case, just for moments like that. And they read that one, loved that one too, and took it and ran with it. And that's how I got the Anchorage production.
Right. And how has that production been going? I know we saw it here in Anchorage. Have you been involved with some of the rehearsals there in Valdez while they've been mounting the show?
In Valdez, I have, yes. In the Anchorage production, I couldn't get up for rehearsals, although I did come up for the opening night, which I thought they had just done a beautiful job with it. I was so impressed. I thought they really elevated the work.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, last night they were building the set, and today we were just running the lights and some staging that needs to be adjusted a little because the stage down here is an awful lot larger.
Right.
Anchorage.
The conference center there is a much larger space than out north here. So I'm sure they're adjusting for the sound and for the larger audience. And the audiences there are, for the most part, all theater people. So that's a different way of experiencing a play. Have you seen some of the performances there so far this week?
I haven't missed a single performance. They are all very good. Just some exceptional work. It really has been fun. The audience is heavily weighted towards theater people, but there's a lot of the local Valdez people who come and see the show in the evenings. You know, why not? You've got theater coming to your town once a year. You might as well take advantage of it.
Right, right. Well, in case some of you are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, and we're talking with Arthur M. Jolly, playwright originally from England, now living in Los Angeles, whose play, A Gulag Mouse, is being performed at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, one of the major playwriting conferences in this country. Arthur, now there are other things going on there at the conference. I know it's an immersion in theater. There are also some acting workshops and some other things. Have you been able to attend some of the other conference offerings?
I have, as well as some of the ones that are geared specifically towards writers and technical techniques for writing a play. I've also sat in on some of the acting workshop, because even without participating, I do not act, and that's probably a good thing for everyone involved. But I just sitting there and watching an actor take the text and work with it does teach you a lot of things that you need to know as a playwright as well.
That's an important point. I have to agree that you never know how your words are going to sound until they're put into an actor's mouth. And I know Laura Gardner and Frank Hollison do a wonderful job with some of the acting workshops over there. So you're finding that that's been a valuable resource for you as a playwright. Is that right?
Yeah. And rather nicely, a couple of the people in the workshop with Laura and Frank are doing monologues that I wrote. So it's not even just hearing in a general sense how actors interpret the text. I'm actually getting to hear my text and how actors are interpreting it and what they find that I knew was in there and I wrote into it, and things that I didn't write into it but they need as an acting tool. So then they have to come up with something else and seeing what they bring to it. And I think that's part of the joy of theater. It's a collaborative art. It's not like a novel that you write it and then the words are all it ever is. Once an actor steps into the role, once a director looks at it on stage, you suddenly have more and more creative people bringing their all to make the show come alive. And that's the magic of theater. That's why I do it.
Right. It is a very collaborative process. And I know many playwrights often can't keep their fingers out of their scripts. Are you finding that temptation when you're hearing these actors working with your pieces?
Oh, absolutely. I'm one of the people that would be, you know, standing online outside the theater saying, oh, by the way, there's a line in the third act that I wish I'd written differently, and this is what it should be. At some point you have to step back and let it go and let it be what it is. But there's always that desperate desire to just change one last little bit or tweak one line that you think, oh, I've got a better joke or a more dramatic way of saying that.
Right, right. And these the pieces which you wrote will be performed, is that right, on the Saturday of the conference? Is that when they do those pieces?
Yes, at the end of the conference, there's a presentation of the monologues the actors have worked on, various 10-minute little short plays that other actors have been working on throughout the week.
So that'll be a fun time to see your pieces come alive with the audience there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So are you planning on doing anything else with A Gulag Mouse after this production, of seeing it performed here in Valdez or also in Anchorage?
Right now, there's a producer in Los Angeles that is trying to put together a show, starting in L.A. and then going to New York. So I hope that happens, but you never know. It's always fingers crossed all the way. But the play I had read last year at the conference is opening in Chicago in a week and gets published in a couple of months. So that's all moving ahead.
That's terrific. Anything else in the works right now for you?
Well, the play, as well as having the evening performance of A Gulag Mouse, I actually brought a brand new play that's just in a first draft stage and heard that read for the very first time. So I what's in the works for me is to go home and now fix the things that came up in that reading that came out in the discussion that can be used to make it a stronger piece and a funnier piece, because this one is a comedy, which A Gulag Mouse certainly wasn't.
Right. So you're saying you had one of your plays being read at the conference as well, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, terrific. So you got some feedback from the audience and also from the panelists there.
Yeah. Wow. And very helpful feedback. I think that is one of the best things about this conference is you have such a wide range of people. You have people attending who have written their very first play ever, and they get to hear it come to life and have a really supportive, nurturing environment of people that aren't there to rip anyone's work apart or to criticize it, but to say, how can we help make this what you wanted to say, not what they would do to rewrite it, but what you were trying to say. How can we bring that, help you bring that to life?
All right, that's so very, very valuable. I know both Gene and I have had plays read there, and I can speak for Gene, I think, when I can say we heartily agree with you that the conference is a very nurturing environment. And Gene mentioned at the top of the show that you're surrounded by theater people who are just talking to you about your show and other shows they saw, and there's a nice camaraderie going on there. Have you made any lifelong friends that you might want to be sharing works with in the future?
Absolutely. As I say, when I went to the conference for the first time last year, I didn't know anyone, and I've been in touch with a couple dozen people that I met there, and most of them are back again this year. So it has a feel of a reunion in some ways, and I'm looking forward to attending it every year that I possibly can from now on.
Well, great. You're coming from Los Angeles and also having lived in England. Valdez is a smaller town than you're probably used to. And how do you take Valdez as a small community there?
It's interesting because we don't see that much of it in terms of the day-to-day life. You turn up and it's this utterly beautiful, exquisite little jewel of a town surrounded by the most amazing mountains. And I've lived in Oregon, so I thought I knew what mountains looked like, but until you get up to Alaska, you really don't. But we're there for a week of intense theater with all these people, and then we sort of go away again. And I'm intrigued what it's like the week after we leave and what it's like a week in midwinter when it's dark and dismal, but probably just an amazing place to live.
Right. Well, Arthur M. Jolly, playwright of A Gulag Mouse, is our guest today on Stage Talk, and we're just about out of time. Arthur, would you like to add anything else as a last-minute sort of tag as to your experience with the Last Frontier Theater Conference?
I would heartily recommend it to anyone who has any interest in theater, even if you just wanted to come spend a week in Valdez and see great theater every evening. Come on by. It's an amazing experience. And well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Arthur. And thank you, Gene, for bringing Arthur to Stage Talk today.
Wasn't he great?
He was, yes. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.